You're listening to Unsolicited Yarn with Faith, a podcast about everything and anything. Pure vibes, pure cruise. Let's get into this episode, baby. Omo waiting the shele. What's happening, everybody? Welcome to Unsolicited Yarn. I'm so excited for this episode. It's going to be a lot of bants and laughs and good conversation. So basically, I'm going to be talking about how I came to America. Okay. If you don't know the process of how to get to America, basically, if you have a family over there, if you are coming the right way, the family files for you, and then after a couple of years, it clicks in, and then you come. So I remember my dad started taking us to this hospital called Camarax. I think it was Victoria Island or something. I can't remember. And I was like, Daddy, why are we coming here? Why are we coming here? He didn't want to tell us because, you know, I have a big mouth. If I go and carry myself to the old church and say, my daddy took me to Camarax and we're traveling. So my dad kept quiet. We're going there, taking exams, taking vaccines, just taking a lot of things. I was confused, but after a while, I started putting two and two together. So when my dad told us that we were traveling to America, I was excited because we watched a lot of Cartoon Network. So I was like, I finally get to live my American dream. So I remember my brother and I, we used to go and bring plates and fork and knife. I'll be practicing how to eat like Oyibo people. I can never forget. I will be sitting there eating, practicing how to eat. Then we'll now practice our American accents. So what will you say if people come and fight you? Oh, when I gonna, like, you know, just stupid stuff we saw on TV. And then I remember we went to my school and we told them that we were traveling. And I remember that week, something happened in my class. I was in primary 5. And because I was going to America, I escaped beating. They say they can't beat her because if they beat her and she has marks on her body, she won't go to America. So they left me and I watched my whole class get beat. I mean, legendary stuff. That's the perks of when you're about to travel. Anyways, so we traveled, we came to the US. First of all, the quote that hit me when I came out of the airport, Jesus is indeed Lord. I was like, why is this place so cold? I mean, coming from Nigeria, like, it's like 90, 100 every day to like, and I remember that was the first time it has snowed in like 10 years in Georgia, if I remember correctly. And it was so, so, so cold. Anyways, I came in December and we weren't able to start us with school because we came so late, like December 8th. So there was no point. So they said, okay, when school opens in January, they'll start us. Anyways, January came. I went to school. They registered us. First day of school. If you are listening to this, shout out to Georgette. I'm not going to say their last names. Georgette and Aliana. Those are my first friends when I first came to America. They were Liberian. And I guess because they knew I was Nigerian, they tried to help me out to accommodate. So shout out to you ladies. We don't even talk like that at all anymore, but since fifth grade, but I would never forget you guys for how nice you were to me. So first day I came, I remember we went to recess and I stood in one pole and I was crying. And everybody came, they're like, why are you crying? Why are you crying? Why are you crying? I said, I want to go meet my daddy. I want to go meet my daddy. I don't like America. And first of all, I was 10. So I don't know if I was having attachment issues or something. If you knew me when I was a kid, I was super shy. Like, I didn't talk. I didn't say anything. I was one of those kids that just sat in the corner and kept quiet. When I say kept quiet, I did not say one word. I was super shy. So I cried and I cried and I cried. And I remember my first crush to Meldrick. First of all, let me just say how this America wayward, because when I was in fifth grade, okay, let me not lie. But when I was in fifth grade in Nigeria, I didn't really have a crush. I mean, there was a guy that like they used to, they called him Edward Hammerhead of Oro, because his head was so big. But it was me and him that used to compete for first and second place. Yes, I'm going to tell my children that, because I was competing for first and second place. But yes, so Hammerhead of Oro. When I came here, the first day they asked me, oh, which guys do you think is cute? I said, eh? I'm 10 years old. Why will I be thinking man is cute? They asked me, and I remember this dude. He had like 5 braids. Used to dress like Soulja Boy, black pants, like baggy jeans, big t-shirt. I was like, oh, it's kind of fine. So I was trying to be long, you know, you just came off fresh off the boat kind of things. And yeah, so I remember that. And then the funniest thing I can never, ever, ever forget. Oh my God. Anyways, so we were in class and we were laughing about something. Everybody was just laughing. I didn't get the joke. Because at that time, I wasn't understanding the funny. Everybody was speaking too fast. Just, blah, 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 blah. But I said, let me laugh to be long. I have to be long. I just came here. Let me be long. So I started laughing. I was laughing. Ha, 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 ha. All of a sudden. I'm crying. They said, I said, Jesus. Oh, God. Sorry, I can't tell the story. Okay. And they were like, did you just fart? I said, me? Mess? How? I said, I did not fart. They were like, you farted. I said, I did not fart. I did not fart. And it was so embarrassing. Everybody laughed at me for days. Everybody left the area. So I sat there by myself in the corner of the classroom. Very, very embarrassing. But I will talk about fifth grade. Fifth grade was a very... It feels like your 20s. Like when you come fresh off the boat and you're trying to figure out who you are and what you are. And I remember my parents could only afford one jacket one time. And I used to wear the jacket all the time. And the jacket, I liked it because my cousin got it for me from Burlington. So I used to use it to hide all my clothes. Hey, let me not cry here. I used to use it to hide all my clothes because I didn't want people to see my outfit or anything. And I remember, I think her name is Miss Bryant or something. Yes, Miss Bryant. And the jacket had like something on it, so every time I move, it just hit the table, it will make noise. And then my teacher pulled me outside. I can never forget. See, these are the moments that make or break people's self-esteem, right? And she was like, oh, you're so pretty. She was like, why do you always wear this jacket? I was like, oh, I just like the jacket. But I was really wearing it to hide my clothes because it didn't look like the American kids' clothes. And, you know, I was like 1 month in the United States. My parents were just settling down. You know, that kind of thing. And she zipped my jacket. Hey, hi, guy, go cry for you. She zipped my jacket down and she looked at me and she was like, your outfit is so beautiful. Why are you wearing a jacket? And I was like, oh no, I'm wearing this jacket. I was like, I don't like my clothes and I'm just embarrassed. She was like, no, you don't have to be embarrassed, it's beautiful, you're beautiful. And I think that was my first black teacher. And I went back in and I stopped wearing that jacket. And I think for me that was my first moment of like boost of self-esteem. So after that, fifth grade was very, very painful. You know, these kids now, they bully, you say something, they correct you, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. And I had a lot of incidents on the bus. Kids were mean. I mean, you go home crying because they laughed at your accent and so many things all throughout. And most people don't actually know this because I didn't talk about it, but I actually failed fifth grade. So like I said, I joined January, so it was already like, they were already in the second semester and it was very hard for me to catch up. I took the CRCT. I did so well on everything except math. And I failed. And they put me in summer school and I failed summer school. Hey God, if I cry in this place, I will beat all of you. And that was so, so hard for me. from coming from a kid in Nigeria that used to get either first or second in her class every year to failing and repeating a grade and everybody leaving me, you know, and they're moving on to another grade, but I had to stay back. But when, hey God, I don't want to cry. When I look back at that time, I mean, things happened for a reason. I don't think I was ready for middle school. Middle school would have crushed me. I mean, those kids were mean. But I think staying back in fifth grade boosted my self-esteem. And I was able to figure who I was as an FOB. And I just got better in being me. And yeah, so that's it. I mean, like, with my parents, they had a lot of experiences being an FOB and just working hard. And Omo, if you are listening to this and you are a product of an immigrant child, shout out to you guys, man. People don't know. Hey, God, let me. I don't want to cry. People don't know what we go through to see wanting to belong as a child, but you can't because your parents can't afford the price of belonging. And yeah, it was just a hard time for us. I don't want to go too deep into our story because this is not the place, but it was very, very hard. And you know, my life is a testament to that. And yeah, like, it's just, shout out to FOBs. If you're a new FOB here, trust the process, man. It will come. And yeah, like, the bullying, well, now it's cool to be African, but at that time, and the sad part was, I got most of my bullying from African Americans. I lived in a predominantly African American, well-to-do area, and I remember this Liberian kid called me an African booty scratcher. So my dad said, followed me to the bus stop the next day. We saw his mom drop him off. And that time it was cold, so all the parents used to stay and watch their kids. So my dad went to his mom, told him, now for bus stop, mama beat him. Carry him inside the car, they beat the living daylight out of that boy. Guy was screaming. We were all watching there like it was Jackie Chan movie or something. Flying from front of the seat to back of the seat. Worst part is, it's like she had extra shirts in the car. She now said, go and change your shirt. Because I don't know if she beat him bad. I was like, I was not expecting that. I was like, just small scolding. But from there on, like, he never messed with me at all. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. And if I tell you all my FOB stories, oh, how can I forget? Fifth grade, I went to go and do army ball. Shout out to Shay, listen to this. There was a girl that I was best friends with at the time. We sang Sent from Heaven by Keisha Cole at our talent show. And the girl didn't like my cousin Shay. So I went to go and tell Shay that the girl didn't like her. And I told, hey God, I told you, I said that I used to be having big boomerang. You guys think I was joking. And for somebody that was shy, my mouth was sharp when it was time to cause trouble. I guess I'm using it for good now. But anyways, that's how Jay and the girl fought at recess. I say, hey! They now took all of us to ISS. So ISS is, I think, in school suspension. We now sat in the room. In my mind, I was like, how will I go back to my Urobo father and tell him that I did army ball to cause fights in school? Or more, I got him that day. The beating that I got. And my dad, when he used to beat us that time, he would beat us with belt. But the worst one was, if he tell you, bend your back, he will now spread his palm like he's spreading butter and bread and just whoom in your back. He will now tell you, go and take Panadol or Tylenol and go to sleep. That thing used to pain, And I remember I was home. My dad said, next time, you mind your business. This your mouth? From there on, wait, no, I didn't learn my lesson. But I was still an apropos after that. But yeah, those were my... Hey, God, I really did some stupid stuff, Sha. Those are my apropos stories. There were many more after that, lots of drama. Being an FOB. So yeah, I want to hear FOB stories. What do you guys have to say? Let's share, let's laugh. And like, I would like to end this episode and say shout out to all my FOBs. You're loved. I don't know if I'm considered an FOB anymore. I still think I am. It's been like, 13 years now. But apparently, according to some people, it's only like 2 to 3. But shout out to all my FOBs for making it in this country, even when they made our lives a living hell. And shout out to our parents for deciding to pack everything, living a comfortably life. Hey, I'm blowing serious taboo grammars here. Living a comfortable life in Nigeria to come here and struggle from the bottom and go to the top. We love you. God bless you. So our small business shout out for today is ProvePack. ProvePack is owned by my girl Adeze. Hey girl, it's a Nigerian owned care package company here in the United States. So if you want to send something to a family or a friend here in the United States, ProvePack is the company for you. You can send things like Milo, Chin Chin, Indomie, just to name a few. So you guys need to go shop. The website is provpack.com. That's provpac.com. That's provpac.com. Happy shopping! So that's it for this episode of Unsolicited Yan. If you have any questions, comments, or reservations, don't forget to hit us up on our various social media platforms or email us. And don't forget to share with your friends too. See you next time!